April 12, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Sing for joy. Opening prayer. Lord God, thank you for your unchanging and authoritative word that brings me life. Read Psalm chapter 33. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the 10-stringed lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, their starry host by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into jars. He puts the deep into storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. The Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the peoples. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever. The purposes of his heart through all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. From heaven the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From his dwelling place he watches all who live on earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you. Reflect. What is your favorite hymn or worship song? Reflect on why singing gives you particular joy in your worship. There is something special about worshiping God with music. Our psalm today exhorts us to sing and make music to God. Originally, the psalms were written as songs, and many of them would have been sung while walking up to the temple as part of worship. Like modern hymns and songs, these verses function as an invitation to worship. They remind us that worship binds us together as we praise God corporately. The rest of the psalm then becomes a justification for why God should be praised. There are two obvious reasons for praising God. First, because of his own actions, and second, because he is not like humans who trust in their own strength. Verse 4 introduces us to the creative power that comes through the word of the Lord, alluding to God's speech during the creation story, and also, through John, to the presence of the second person of the Trinity in Christ. The word is the part of God that brings righteousness and justice and causes creation. This power is in stark contrast to the nations that trust in their own strength. Whether it is in their own plans or in the strength of their military might, they pale in comparison to God. God confuses their plans, and their might is inconsequential to God. This answers the original question of why God is to be praised, but it also delves deeper in answering a secondary question: why should you trust in God? In all of this, it becomes justification that God can be trusted, and so we get to the conclusion that God's love will be with us as we wait and hope in him. Apply. Is there one part of your life where you find it hard to trust God? Think, reflect, and pray that God will support and uphold you in your struggles. Closing prayer. Father, help me not only to see your power and faithfulness as I read your word, but also to put my trust in what it says each day, no matter what my circumstances are.